I'm Tim, and on this edition of Fields Run America, we are explaining in depth the CLC Charter School field. The field is an important part of CLC because it is an open area to be active and play sports. It comes in handy for recess and gym class. The location of the field is on the northeast side of CLC. It is right next to West College Avenue. There is a small hill on the south side of the field. There is a fence running along the northeast side. The purpose of the athletic field is to give kids a spot to play sports during recess. The two main sports played are soccer and football. Let's talk about some of the more important parts of the field. The goals are the most used part on the field, as they're the main part of playing soccer. The most important part on the field is the fence. Without the fence, soccer might not be as big as it is at CLC, because the soccer ball would go over into oncoming traffic too much. Another important part of the field is the sign, as it is a big advertiser for the school. There are also bushes, trees, and rocks to provide decoration. To get a little more perspective on the history of the field, I interviewed the co-founder of CLC, Mark Tosi. He told me 10 years ago CLC made a deal with the people who own the plot of land next to them. These people wanted to build drainage through CLC's field. CLC made them a deal. Along with drainage, they would build a fence. On the other side of the building, behind the parking lot, there was a field. This is where CLC used to play soccer. When the fence was built, CLC students started playing soccer on the current field. Since we started playing on the current field, we have gone through 3 goals. The sign was put up 4 years ago, and the current goals were put up 3 years ago. In the spring and summer, grass grows normally, though there are some smaller dirt patches with rocks in them. During the fall, more dirt patches emerge. It is even worse after it rains, and it can become very slippery. The overall grade I would give the CLC field is a C, due to it having many dirt patches. These dirt patches pose many different safety concerns. For one, these dirt patches usually have rocks in them, which kids can fall on and hurt themselves very bad. These dirt patches also cause a tripping hazard and slipping hazard. Let's talk a little bit more about these safety concerns. As I already said, rocks show in some dirt patches on the field, creating a safety concern. The cleanout is also sometimes a tripping hazard. The dirt patches also cause people to slip and fall. The fence is also a little short, meaning the soccer ball can go over it into oncoming traffic on West College Avenue. Behind one of the goals, there is a small dip in the ground that people can trip and twist their ankle in. Let me talk about some of the things CLC needs to do to get rid of these safety concerns. The rocks on the field need to be covered over, as they are a major safety concern. Grass should also be grown on the dirt patches, preventing people from slipping so often. Now, let me talk about some of the recommendations I have for the CLC field. Outlines of the field could be painted, preventing people from going near the cleanout behind the goal, preventing a tripping hazard. Outlines would also help people from going near the rocks and the trees. The dip in the field could also be filled in, preventing people from twisting their ankles. Overall, the rocks and the tripping hazard make it seem like a bad field, but kids play soccer when it is warm enough and enjoy the field. It is an essential part of CLC, and without it, recess wouldn't be as fun.